Poppin', part two, people. The 105.1 reunion continues with Mark, Maz, Jay's here, replacing Brandon, Joey, and Joanna now. And I'm Drew, and it's the Drew and Mike podcast. And here we go. I did want to mention, before we get rolling, that I did say yesterday, and maybe Jay, you can check the donor number since we talked earlier today. I thought we were around 900. We're actually slightly below 900, which is approximately
100,000.
I'm sorry. We're a few people below 900, which is approximately 5%, we believe, of our really hardcore listening audience, the 20,000 or so. They're generally here every day. We have another 4,000 or 5,000 seem to show up once or twice a week, which is great.
Lazy bastards.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. But anyway, we really had sort of hoped that we could get 10 to 15%, hopefully closer to 15%, because a lot of people don't want to donate or are morally opposed to paying for a radio show. Or, I understand that. And by the way, if you don't donate, I'm not dumping on anybody. I'm glad you listen because you give us a chance to hopefully have an audience for an advertiser. And the bigger that audience, the better, whether you donate or not. But we are hoping that we can at least double this number of donors so we can get to 10%. And 10% will give us a great start. It won't cover everything, but I tell you what, it'll make this a whole lot easier.
Will it get us Milanos?
Yeah, we might be able to get to Milanos for the green room.
All right.
That's certainly a priority.
Definitely.
Thanks for thinking about the team, always.
Always. See, look at these sleeves of cookies. Empty sleeves. All we got left.
That discussion of sleeves, I don't know why it made me laugh so hard. I just pictured you seeing a sleeve of cookies and thinking, I either eat the whole sleeve or nothing.
Now, here's the scary part about that. The Oreos now, you open them up and they have the half on this side and half on this side.
Of course.
That could be scary sometimes.
Oh, you have to have the whole side? It's a waste of time?
You don't really have to have it, but sometimes sometimes I make a mistake and
I can be a binge eater myself. I don't know what it is. There's certain things.
Don't you love cookies?
I like cookies.
Cookies are the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
As far
usually,
as desserts go,
they have everything
by far. Yeah,
they like pizza. Pizza's got everything. Cookies got everything.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
I don't usually go ape shit on cookies, but there are other things. I don't know. Usually it's a certain kind of candy bar. Suddenly I decide, wow, that's just perfect.
What's your favorite cookie, Mark?
You're
real killer.
Don't be afraid to derail the show from the donation, please.
I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. It's a worthy tangent.
Why do I even open my mouth? I'm sorry.
I'm just ripping you.
I'm a sucker for oatmeal, raisin, and peanut butter.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Vienna fingers are my favorite.
Oh, boring.
I'm not sure what that is. What are Vienna fingers?
They are like the lady fingers. They're like the shape. Look. They're this shape.
Are you doing the penis?
And they have two parts. They have the cream in the middle. Cream in the middle, and then another cookie on the bottom.
Those are like the Milanos, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like Milanos, except
the head.
Mark. You never saw a Vienna finger?
No, I don't think so.
Sounds dirty.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up for you.
I like chocolate chip cookies.
Isn't that what they use to make tiramisu?
Oh, I see it. Yeah, Jay brought it up.
There you go. That's a great cookie.
Can I just say that
big cookie.
That cake in general is so fucking overrated?
I totally agree.
I am not a fan of cake.
You must not eat
the actual cakey part. Sucks. It's just filler. It's the frosting that makes it worthwhile, isn't it?
Nuts about frosting, to tell you the truth.
Have you had an Entenmann's chocolate cake?
Yeah, overrated. It's garbage.
It's great.
Yeah, it's garbage. Mm. I just eat a pound of butter.
How about a pound cake?
Mm-mm. Pound cake? Pound cake. If it's heated up, maybe
with
butter.
Milk. Put some. Oh, my dad loves toasted pound cake with butter.
Sounds good.
And healthy. Of course.
How's your dad doing, by the way?
Your
mom?
He's hanging in. And mom is coming home from the rehabilitation center, and they've got my...
She had anxiety?
Yeah, a little bit. My dad more.
I just meant like Selena Gomez.
No, she doesn't have that. She had the broken hip.
Oh, that's right.
But they had to reteach her how to walk upstairs. My parents have like 8 steps to get up to their place, and then another 5 steps inside, because it's like, you know, a two thing.
Boy, it sounds like Mike Clark. They're counting steps.
They're counting steps. So my mom's got to learn how to... So they had to put railings up at home, and then put stuff in the shower, bars to hold on to it. They had to lower the bed. My poor dad says they felt like he was sleeping on the floor last night. Oh, my dad, I'm worried about my dad. I think my mom will do well. I'm worried about my
she's
dad.
She's the one that's sick.
Yeah, she's the one that's sick, and she's killing him.
Oh, boy.
I always said she was going to wind up finishing him off. Come on, Sammy. You're better than that.
All right. So I was talking about our percentage of donors, which is about 5%. Incredibly enthusiastic. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Been really
thank
incredibly.
You.
Is that our... Oh, it's a three. We're 3.5%. Are you going by the 25,000 or 20? Okay, because I was using 20, figuring that's the more rabid.
4.3.
So we're really well below the 10%. So we need some people to hump it up a little bit.
Maybe I'll donate.
I don't want to turn this into one of the televangelist shows where all they talk about is money and sending money. No, I won't do that. I mean, if we fall short, we fall
although,
short.
Although, if you do send money in, it seeds, and you will make more money if you send money in.
That's right. You'll make more money in the end. You'll be wealthier.
How do you do that?
In your soul.
It's because you're planting a seed here with us, and we help it grow.
Is it like a Ponzi scheme?
We should have reviewed some of the televangelism and picked up on some of those incredibly important pitches.
Send us a dollar in the envelope, and then we'll send you a bunch of material back. Is that how it works?
Upsell people all the time.
Exactly.
Boy.
We'll pray for you. Send the money and we'll say a prayer.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Your prosperity will grow.
No, just if you love the show, if you really want to keep the show, think of it as show insurance. Think of your donation as insurance for the future ability of the show to exist.
I've paid for radio in my day. You know what the heck?
I've been paying for radio for a few years now.
If you dig it, you pay for it, right? You pay a little bit. You try to.
Well, the commercial stuff seems to still be free somehow. Yeah. But everybody tells me commercial radio sucks. So if it's something else.
What do we do on the commercials usually? Flip the channel, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, Detroit commercial radio seems to be very disappointing to people these days. I'm just saying that because we're not on it. I used to hear that when we were on it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, enough of the pitch. You get it. You know, if you're on the border, hopefully you'll think to do it. You know, and if, you know, it's one of these things where you just don't have the money. I understand. Don't even. Believe me, if it's your family eating or the show, please feed your family. Or it's going to put you in some kind of financial distress. We don't want you to do that.
Not at all.
But I know a lot of you people are doing fine, and you could help. And you probably want to. Maybe you just haven't gotten around to it.
Maybe they don't know how to.
I think, it's simple. Hey, by the way, Jay, as far as the monthly donations, because people ask about that, you can donate monthly, right?
Yeah, there's a way to do it. I'll put a guide together to help people.
A how-to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, a lot of people said, I really would like to give $5 every month. That way, I don't have to keep thinking about donating, and I can just...
PayPal will set that up for you.
Yeah, it's some people actually managed to do it on their own before we even had it set up at all, because they somehow got knocked down and put the new website up. You know, there's always those things when it goes up, it doesn't exactly come out the way you planned it.
And you got merchandise coming up as well that we were chatting about.
Well, that's something we'll be talking about in another few days. And hopefully, I tell you, it's amazing how behind the scenes, you would think putting a donate button up would just be, hey, just put a donate button up. But it's not quite that easy, is it? I cannot believe, because this is what makes me so mad, is that we're doing this show because we want to amuse you, and you like it, and we help you get through your day. It's a part of your day. It has been for a long time. So many people refer to that, the fact that, God, my day just wasn't the same since you guys went off. And that's the nicest thing anyone could even say, the fact that that we're a permanent part of your life and you want it to continue. You were pissed when it was gone, and things just weren't the same. And so here we are, and we're trying to get this donate button up so you can help us continue. And so many of you said, put a donate button up. I want to help. I know you can't make it. If you don't monetize this, you'll go away. And so I'm agreeing with you. We want to put this up. But we end up spending... in Jay's case, a lot of hours to get a frickin' donate button up. I'm at the bank about 6 times trying to find out what the fuck is going on with, why are we still not considered an LLC? I got an accountant to talk to, send $50 to the state. Did it register yet? Are we registered on this website? No, you're not on the website, but you are an LLC. My accountant's, you're an LLC, you are. It's all good. But, oh, no, it's not on the state site for some reason. Why isn't it on there? I don't know. Then PayPal, we're going to put 10 cents in your account just to show that it works. Well, it doesn't show up. It was supposed to be 2 days max.
Yeah.
4 days, 5 days, no 10 cents. What's going on? Come to find out, the bank blocked it. They thought it was somebody testing the account to see if they could steal money from us.
Well, at least the bank was looking out for you.
They were, but I was a little surprised that they were looking out for us on that one since, well, anyway. Yeah, just putting a fucking donate button up. And now, you know, it's merchandise. And that, I'm not going to call it a nightmare. It's not a nightmare. It's just it's all the work that someone else just magically did, and you got to be the person who announced it. Hey, the T-shirts are in. And we never heard any of the bullshit involved getting the T, you know, but now we're involved in all of it. And it just takes away time from what we do. So that's the hard part. But
my kids, you know, are still wearing their old 105.1 shirts with Drew's back. The other day, my little one comes up to me, fresh out of, you know, she took a shower. She's all clean. She puts on her night shirt, which is her 105.1 shirt.
Yeah.
And she comes up, Daddy, is it okay if I wear this? This doesn't bother you, does
it? No, take it off.
I'm like, no, I'm proud of you wearing that. Proud of you.
How cute. So we'll what a sensitive we'll, child. Which child is that?
That was Maddie, my littlest. Oh, so cute. We'll give her some new shirts when we get.
How are the girls doing?
In. They're doing great. They're
How can great. They always be doing so well? They're always doing well.
They're having fun. They love school, and they're playing basketball now, soccer. So it's all good. It's all good. The only one that's hurting is me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and you're working
I try to keep the smile going.
Yeah.
Tom told me today, I tweeted something out, and Tom told me I reap what I sow.
Go ahead, tell him what you tweeted.
I was in an argument with Charlotte because she wouldn't do
Wait,
something.
You're in an argument with Charlotte?
Yes, I was in an
State
argument.
State that it's so matter-of-factly.
Like, I'm a two-year-old.
It's completely normal for a 41-year-old man to have arguments with a two-year-old.
I'm only 40 right now. But yeah, no, she likes to argue. And I said, look, you can either do this the hard way or the easy way. And she looks at me and goes, I don't do it anyway. And sat there. I'm like, you son of a bitch. That's a great answer. I don't do it anyway. She certainly has a disdain for authority.
And then he wrote, "Would you write? No one cares
I
about my kid."
I hope she gets your arguing,
like
Gene.
Oh, I put a hashtag. Nobody cares about my kid.
Then I wrote you back, of course, and said, "You reap what you sow, Daddy-o."
I know. She's so mean.
She's a challenge, but you know she's at a challenging age.
She sent me. I told you she sent me to timeout the other day.
What did you do?
I think I threw a Care Bear.
Oh.
So I had to go to timeout.
How long was your timeout?
I just made it like 10 seconds and then went on with my life.
Does she still like timeouts?
Yeah, she loves it. Did I tell you I took something away from her and she told me to keep taking stuff away from her? I didn't tell you that story.
Why is her reverse psychology working on you?
Well, because I don't know how to deal with it. She wouldn't do, what was it she wouldn't do? I don't know, but she just got this new like little Christmas tree for her room that lights up, and I said, I'm giving you to five, and I counted to five, and she didn't do it. I said, okay, Christmas tree's going back, and I unplugged it, took it downstairs, came back, and she goes, Dad, take something else. Like, how do you reply to that?
She wants you to trade. Maybe she said, take something else and give me that back.
No, she thinks it's hilarious to lose things. I don't know.
Maybe Julie, she has too many things.
Julie's done it to her, too, where, you know, we'll throw that book away or whatever. She goes, yeah, let's throw more away. It's like, what? Why do you like doing this stuff?
It's just reverse psychology. That's brilliant.
Warfare,
who would think a two-year-old would be capable of such a thing?
I know.
Mental warfare, Mark.
She's full of it. Mm. Yeah.
Did she take her to see Paw Patrol yet? Paw Puppies or whatever the hell they call it?
No.
Out at the Fox?
No. What's no? that? I don't know.
One
what
of those is. Live shows from one of the cartoons that, no. that's hot now.
Kids hate them. Don't bother.
Yeah. No.
Kids hate
God,
that
no.
shit.
No, they don't.
I'm unemployed. We can't go anywhere.
That's right. I forgot.
Last night, Sting got his big award from the AMAs.
He's still around?
Yeah. He sounded great.
Do you think it's in the garbage yet?
Maybe. I don't know. It was a nice award.
Really? You think he really cared? Well, I guess he showed up.
It was a Lifetime Achievement Award, wasn't it?
He's still relevant in 2016. He should care.
Hey, Sting. When Sting does a tour, bam, people buy tickets. I thought he sounded great last night. I like Sting. I like the Police. I thought he did some stuff on his own that was pretty good. I know people get a little tired of hearing about him having sex for 8 hours. But isn't that really jealousy?
He's had sex for 8 hours?
If anyone can have tantric sex, I'm sure it's Sting.
I missed that.
Didn't he come out later and say that it wasn't true?
I think he said it was a little exaggerated.
Yeah. So it was really 6 minutes.
But anyway, Robert Downey Jr. Presented it to him. And before he came on, they showed Robert Downey Jr., who actually told Sting, man, I love this song. And so Sting said, hey, you learn how to sing it, I'll bring you on stage during a show and you can do it. And the clip was of Robert Downey Jr. singing. Was it Message in a Bottle?
No, it wasn't Message.
I know. It was So Lonely. So Lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was So Lonely.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, and I don't know. The clip was kind of obnoxious, and he loved it, of course. But anyway, the whole point of this is apparently they're already working on Desert Trip at Coachella for next year.
Oh, really? He's going to be on it?
The Police are the first band they're approaching in if they're going to overturn or completely turn over the bands. They've got to get, you know, what, 8 new bands, I guess. Well, they have 8 or 6. So it's 6.
Yeah, 2 on each day.
So who would be the 6 if you were going to go after the McCartneys and the Stones and Dylan and Neil Young?
The Who?
The Who were there.
They were already there?
Yeah, they were there. By the way, I just read a story about Townsend in Rolling Stone where Townsend is like more pumped than he's been in 20 years playing. And they said he's playing a lot of deep catalog stuff and playing his ass off.
Huh.
Sounding better than, you know, for so long they were saying he's deaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in fact, they were saying he wasn't long for playing at all. But now he's saying he sounds better. He's having more fun. And it all, probably because it's coming to the end.
Yeah.
I mean, how much? He's 70.
How about Bruce?
Bruce, of course.
The Eagles?
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't like him either. But
wait, without Glenn Frey?
How about the Osmonds?
We don't know what their plans are.
The Osmonds?
No, man, would you stop the Osmonds? Jesus Christ.
They're around.
That's not even funny.
The family's there.
How about Elton John?
Fuck yeah. He should have been the first one, shouldn't
yeah.
he? Yeah. Elton John?
Still
Hell
around.
Yeah. God, yes. No, those seem like for sure's to me. It's funny, though, when you think of the tiers of the great.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could always do AC/DC, maybe?
Four
yeah.
Seasons?
Yeah, AC/DC. Or what about Guns N' Roses?
Say who's left.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses too young?
Maybe Zeppelin could get back together.
Oh, God. What an ordeal. Why is Led Zeppelin such a fucking ordeal to
because,
put them together?
Because Robert Plant likes hanging out with Diana Krall. I don't know. Didn't that derail the one tour?
Yeah, it did. After they played the O2 shows.
Which is ridiculous.
I know, that was really crazy. I mean, the difference in money was... But, you know, if he doesn't want the money, I don't blame him. I mean, don't do it for other people. Obviously, he doesn't.
Speaking of the Eagles, do you want to hear about those coaches' favorite
yeah,
bands?
That's a
coaches?
Funny topic.
Or any coaches.
The Division I football coaches, Brett McMurphy, did the survey, and that basically just asked each coach their favorite artist.
Hey, just to put a wrap on what I was talking about, they've offered the Police $7.3 million to play with Sting.
I think they'll do it.
To headline Desert Trip Festival.
I'm pretty
sure. $7.3 million for 2 shows.
That's pretty sweet.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
So it starts with a story about Brett Bielema from Arkansas, former Wisconsin coach. He was a huge Temptations fan. We used to go see him in concert. Front row every time. So when he was getting married to that hot piece of ass, by the way, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've seen ridiculous. Her. He wanted to have them play for his wedding, right? But there's only one original member still alive. How much do you think they wanted to
is
charge?
It Otis Williams? Is he the only one alive?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
How much they wanted to charge for do Brett Bielema's wedding? First of all, for some reason, when it's a wedding, people charge 3 times whatever. I don't know why. Is that for the loss in stature
Personal,
when people you play at a wedding?
Perhaps.
Probably, yeah.
Personal touch type thing, maybe.
Okay, for the Temptations to play a wedding.
The one living member of the Temptations to play a wedding.
Yeah, I've seen the Temptations in Vegas, by the way, about 7 or 8 years ago
really?
With one
Were they opening for Rich
living
Little?
Member. no, I would not see Rich Little. No, they were just playing by themselves, like 2 shows nightly. And the room was about 2,000 people, I'd say. It was a nice show. They're great. They still sound the new guys are good, but it's not Levi Stubbs and was it Eddie Kendricks? Was he in the Temptations?
That sounds about right. Wait, let me
Eddie
look
Kendricks?
Him up.
I think so.
The good, the
not,
good news
not the
is
same.
The good news is Brett Bielema said, "Nah, no thanks."
Okay, I'm going to say they wanted this would be ridiculous. Did they ask for like $500,000?
No, not even that much. $150,000.
I was gonna
That's
say 50.
Ridiculous.
I was gonna
That's
say
a joke.
Grand.
Incredibly ridiculous. Thank God Bielema said no.
And Otis, oh, by the way, Otis Williams, who I believe is the one living member, is not even, I mean, Levi Stubbs is the big deep voice.
David Ruffin.
Yeah.
Otis Williams, Paul Williams.
Who's
Eddie
Kendricks in? Keep
Eddie,
on
Eddie
him
Kendricks,
in.
Dennis Edwards.
Dennis Edwards,
Elvin
of course.
Franklin, Glenn Leonard, and Richard Street. Those were the Temptations.
Wait, who's the living one? Who's the one that's alive that's in the band?
I would think it would be, what's his name here?
I cannot,
Dennis Edwards. Don't you think Dennis Edwards?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I thought it was Otis Williams.
Yeah, he's alive.
Wait, Otis Williams?
He lives in Fairfield, Alabama.
Am I getting him confused with the linebacker for the Bears, Otis Williams?
Otis
Wilson.
Man. Otis Wilson? Edwards is alive. Let's see. Eddie Kendricks. Let's see.
Eddie Kendricks, no. No, no, no.
He died in 92. Okay, let's go with Paul Williams. Paul Williams died in 73.
Ruffin's gone.
Ruffin is gone. A long time ago.
That's the band right there, man.
So there it is. The guy I gave it to you.
Isn't Levi Stubbs? Did you mention him? Is he in the Temps?
Let's see.
Who the fuck is Levi Stubbs? Is he Spinners or something?
Levi Stubbs isn't here. That's View All. Let me see if there's anyone else.
Four Tops. I got a Four Tops. Duh.
Hey, they all are.
Melvin Franklin was the bass. That's right.
But Dennis Edwards is the guy that's around. Still. Okay. So that's obviously his choice. He said 150 grand, Mark said.
That's ridiculous.
To play at Bielema's wedding.
Oh, there's Otis Williams right there.
Yeah, we said Otis.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you never said that name.
No, we did.
Okay.
Otis, my man, Williams. Guess what? He's his
50,000.
He's alive.
So who
Otis
are the other?
Williams is alive.
I know. So that's what I thought alive. He was the one that was still playing. Nope. That's why I kept mentioning his name.
And him and Dennis Franklin. Dennis Edwards.
Dennis Edwards.
I said Dennis Franklin, the Michigan quarterback.
Yeah. And then you almost said Dennis Eckersley.
No, I didn't say him.
So who are the other favorite bands of all these coaches?
So then they talk about Saban. He's got an iPod. His iPod has 122 songs on it from four artists. No variety for
who's the coach again?
Saban. Nick Saban.
Saban. Okay. Four artists. Rolling Stones.
Beatles. Rolling Stones.
Beatles.
Nope.
Wow.
The Eagles. That's his favorite band, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Elton John. And Michael Jackson. I feel like someone just asked him to name four bands, and those were like the first four that he could think of.
Oh, but he said that's on his iPod, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know he plays,
he
jams.
Really does.
After Alabama games, he cranks Gimme Shelter on the way home after every game. Gimme Shelter.
That's Kirby
his
Smart,
song.
His former defensive coordinator's favorite band, who is the Stones. Not one coach picked Elvis. Not one coach picked the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, jeez. Most are country music fans.
Oh, God.
There's a little story, too, here about Saban and Belichick once went to an Eagles concert together.
Saban and
Bell in 1994. Bill Snyder, you know Bill Snyder, old man.
Yeah, Kansas.
Kansas State. Yeah.
His favorite artist is Frank Sinatra. I don't think that's a big surprise.
That's
it's
awesome.
Ancient.
Great
but then
pick.
He said his second choice was Foreigner.
Foreigner? What?
I have their CD in my car, the 77-year-old Snyder
nice.
Said before the season.
Hot-blooded. Check it and see.
Let's see. Van Halen, Iowa State's coach, Matt Campbell, loves Van Halen.
They have their own channel.
They should.
I'm serious.
They're great. Dana Holgerson of West Virginia and Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy. I'm 40. I'm a man. Prince was their favorite. Lovie Smith's favorite was George Clinton. Neil Young was Mike Leach's favorite. That seems to fit. Pat Narduzzi, the former Michigan State.
Uh-huh.
Some rocker. Quarter.
Yeah. AC/DC, along with Rocky Long from South Dakota State.
Really?
San Diego State, I'm sorry.
Wow.
How about Mark D'Antonio?
Mark, this is funny. D'Antonio and Brian Kelly both are big fans of Bruce Springsteen.
I could see that.
Me too.
That hurts.
That seems to
There's
fit.
Nothing wrong with being a fan of Bruce Springsteen.
That hurts.
Fit those two perfectly.
Love the boss.
I can't stand him.
Why?
Why do you hate Bruce Springsteen?
I don't hate him.
Your politics are in lockstep.
I don't choose art based on my politics.
What's that I like about
you want politics everywhere. You want your football games, your Broadway shows,
I don't have
your concerts.
There. Doesn't bother me.
What don't you like about it?
I can hear dissenting opinions and similar opinions and not have it ruin my day.
Mark, why don't you like the boss?
I've never heard a song that I'm like, oh, that rocks. Or,
you don't like the way he gets out there and he still looks like a 30-year-old guy trying to. You don't like the way he still keeps going?
I think it's admirable that he's still making music. I just don't like any of it. I mean, I know he's beloved, and I've said this a million times. I think it's something wrong with me that I don't like.
Have you seen a show?
I have been to a show, and I left after about six songs.
That's what I find so incredible.
I was bored to tears.
You missed like 3
you
hours.
You don't like the E Street Band?
Huh?
You don't like the E Street Band?
They're fine. There's, what, how many are there? 45 of them?
No, it was like 8 guys and a chick.
Silvio's in there.
I tell you, it's my fault. I just don't get them. I don't get them.
Well, you know, not everybody's for everybody.
Oh, I know.
I remember when I found out.
Tom hates Pearl Jam.
When I was like, I want to say maybe, it probably was when I was maybe 24, 25, I finally found someone who just didn't like the Beatles. I was like, wait a second. Everybody likes the Beatles. Mm. I mean, honestly, it did not compute with me that there were people that did not like the Beatles. I just didn't get it. Just didn't. But then, of course, you find out there's plenty of people that don't like whoever you like or whoever the best, most popular person is. There's always somebody.
Julie does not like the Beatles.
Man. What does she not like about them?
I think she really knows the early stuff, the more poppy bubblegum stuff that she doesn't like because she's a huge Stones fan.
That's interesting. I find that really interesting when people are, oh, no, I'm not a Beatles fan. I'm a Stones fan. And people used to say that probably more in the past. Mm-hmm. Like picking one was almost, you couldn't like them both. You should like one and not the other.
My mom would always say, I'm a Beatles. She liked both of them. She's like, I'm a Beatles fan, but your Aunt Kathy's a Rolling Stones fan. She's like her best friend. So, yeah.
Do they argue? Do they can fight?
Well, no, they like both of them, but they each had their favorite, which, whatever. Mom, adorable. Adorable. Your head coach, by the way, likes Dave Matthews, which I think is just pandering to the people of Virginia.
Hmm. Well, Dave is a Virginia guy.
How about Harbaugh?
That's what I mean. Justin. Oh, Harbs, by the way. Is Bob Marley. Oh, God. At least he didn't say Migos.
Showing his love of diversity.
Yeah. Tracy Clays of Minnesota declined to answer.
Oh, God. What a stiff.
Urban Meyer, as we said before, Sister Hazel.
What the fuck is that?
It's a one-hit wonder 90s band. They're from Florida, so I don't know if he knows them. Ference is Pat Green.
Who?
Pat, he's a country singer. DJ Durkin, former Michigan DC, is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How about Whiskey's guy?
Paul Christ, Phil Vassar. I have no idea who Phil Vassar is. It's funny, most of them are country artists.
Country's cool. Okay.
It's kind of cool. It's on ESPN if anybody else cares.
All righty. Just some news, just kind of odds and ends here. There's apparently some tapes of Steve Harvey early in his career that he does not want you to hear. And I guess it's pretty much him ranting about white people, but in his stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's not something he wants you to hear.
Wasn't Harvey one of the original kings of comedy?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Was Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac? I think he was.
Could well be. I would not know. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is exactly. But so anyway, this guy that used to tape his shows for him, he apparently hired this guy, to tape every show he did.
Yeah.
And this guy's hung on to these tapes for all these years. And there's some of the quotes in the story, for example. He complains about having only 30 minutes to tell how I hate whites. Spit on white people. Go assault old white women. And, stuff like that. Just very anti-white. And, this is playing to, I'm sure, a black audience. But nonetheless, as he became more mainstream, and suddenly this guy turns up and says, hey, I got a lot of tapes that you probably don't want people to hear. And, if you want these tapes to go away, you should write me a check.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
And apparently, Harvey was writing this guy's checks.
Oh, wow.
This guy checks for a long time. But it sounds like he got fed up with it and called the authorities, and an investigation did indeed reveal that this guy was trying to extort money from Steve Harvey with these tapes. So, I don't know if we'll ever hear them. It sounds like probably not. Although you got to wonder, now that it's known that they're out there.
As you say, I remember him being really dirty.
Yeah, no, he's much edgier. Yeah. That's the other thing I don't think he really wants. Now that he's the host of Family Feud, and he's a great host. He's excellent. I love what he does on Family Feud. I think he's great. I mean, do you like him on Family Feud?
Yeah. He makes me laugh. He's
perfect.
For probably the wrong reasons, because I could just look at that mustache and laugh, or that suit, mainly because I think of Kenan Thompson on SNL doing him.
I don't give a shit about America, Harvey Bellett on one tape. The owner of the recording, Joseph Cooper, told Radar Online. Another is the urge fans to spit on white people, but in a legal twist, Harvey filed a lawsuit against Cooper, accusing Dallas man of using the recordings to extort him for a whopping $5 million. Court papers obtained claimed Cooper tried to sell old recordings of Harvey's at Comedy Routines made more than 20 years ago because of the sensitive material they contained. Initiated a campaign to extort him, coerce him, embarrass him as he started to build his entertainment career. The star's lawyers claimed virtually every time Harvey was hired for a television show, Cooper would contact the owners or principals, inform them of potentially embarrassing material and or tapes to attempt to have them influence Harvey to pay for the tapes. And it sounds like he did pay this guy some money, but he reached his end point and decided that this was just good old-fashioned extortion, which he probably should have done a long time ago, but, you know, people get scared.
You don't remember the original Kings of Comedy, though? It was right after, like, Def Comedy Jam ended.
Not really. You know what? When comedy really blew up,
yeah,
and there was, like, no end to it, I really got sick of it. That was when, you know, we were talking about how Zip and I used to have comedians in every Thursday. We really kind of reached a point where we're like, oh, my God, no more comedians. Please, no more comedians. Because it seemed like every third one you'd get somebody who would come in and bomb, and it was hard to recover from. It was like, ugh. But then we started going in advance and checking them out and deciding who, you know, hand-picking them, which worked a lot better than just taking whoever they sent.
Yeah.
Because you always get those guys go, hey, talk about anything. I'm hilarious. And then you talk about anything, and they're really not very funny. Yeah. anybody that's hosted a radio show and had comedians on knows exactly what I'm talking about.
The worst is when they want to do their act.
You need slam dunks like Caliendo.
Yeah, well, guys that are just naturally funny.
Yeah.
That will talk about anything.
Caliendo doesn't need anything. He just does John Madden, and you're laughing your ass off.
Gruden now.
What is going on with Kanye West? I mean, this guy
canceled
really,
all his concerts, right?
Yeah. Canceled 21 shows. But his last show, he played for 10 minutes, then went on this rant about Jay-Z.
Yeah, and Beyonce.
Yeah.
His love of Trump.
What is wrong with Kanye West? Why can't he just go out and play a show and, I don't know. I mean, it's just it sounds like a really troubled guy. I feel sorry for him.
Troubled? No. Don't you think most of it's calculated?
Canceling 21 shows, I don't think is calculated.
Well, then why is he canceling them, though?
Because he's an idiot.
He says he's exhausted.
Well, maybe he's tired.
Yeah.
Well, he's got babies to watch now, right?
Yeah.
He went on a 40-minute political rant at this last show, and the crowd was angry, exhausted, pissed. And I guess that's why he took off. He was pissed. He thought the crowd wanted to see him rant, which apparently the crowd did not want. I think he did play a couple songs before the rant, but the rant took the crowd out of it. They got pissed off. And so after that show, they just said he's exhausted. He's been working around the clock on fashion design, his own line, his Adidas line, the tour. Fake. I know. I don't buy that. And, you know, this threat over if who is it that if they're not nominated for the Grammy, he's not showing up. Who cares? Yeah. Who gives a fuck? I mean, this guy's got to be about as an inflated opinion of himself.
He's such a bad sport.
He really is. Well, how many times are you going to go up and take awards away from people?
It's embarrassing.
What the fuck is that? Who does that?
Stop
just
it!
Idiot. It's not even funny.
I want to give him a dime of my money. He's got enough, but nonetheless.
I think he might make it without
your
dime,
too. Yeah, I know. At least I feel better about myself.
Who is it that he's so livid over them not being nominated for a Grammy? Do you know who it is?
This year?
It's not Jay-Z. I mean, it's not Beyonce. It's not Beyonce. No, it's
Frank
not.
Ocean.
Yes, Frank Ocean. That's
Frank
it.
Frank Ocean, okay.
Frank Ocean, I heard, does not want to submit his music for a Grammy.
Yeah.
So, if he doesn't want to submit his music, why is this guy mad?
I don't know. It's funny, though, because he's out of touch with people that might have tickets to shows, like, around here.
I don't think he gives a damn, Mark. He doesn't. You know, he thinks he's a badass when he does things like this.
I guess.
He's in the news. We're talking about him.
Yeah, but, boy, I don't know.
I don't know if I agree with the all news is good news. I'm not sure I always agree with that. Or, you know, any news is good publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. I don't know.
It's not like he's robbing banks or anything.
No.
He's just quitting on shows.
Yeah. Okay, how about ISIS? Their newest way of raising funds.
Oh, God.
Oh,
taking their soldiers just after they die and harvesting their organs and selling them on the black market.
Jesus.
Why aren't they
just like the oil.
A class operation?
Just like the oil. Don't buy it from them. Who's buying organs from ISIS?
Well, I mean, well, if you really you,
if
need
I,
an
if
organ,
I needed a transplant right now and I couldn't get one, you would, I'd go. I'd buy one for myself.
What are you going to do?
You'd be wearing a turban before you know it.
Sorry, everybody, but I'd buy an organ from ISIS if I needed one.
If he had to have one, it's not gonna stop ISIS to not buy one.
A couple $100 would keep him operating a little bit longer, so sorry. But I'd be alive, so.
And then we have the 27-year-old woman who is, well, she says she's ashamed. In fact, she says her life is ruined because she had to admit to having sex with her pit bull terrier.
What?
In a court of law.
Oh, no.
Is he hung?
On three different occasions. They did not say if the pit bull was hung or not.
Well, of course.
What's his
is.
Name?
They didn't say that either. Yeah. They're trying to protect the identity of the pit bull.
Are you more than 7 inches?
I guarantee
they will
you.
Tell us who Jenna Louise Driscoll is, but they will not give us the name of the pit bull.
I guarantee you that dog performed cunnilingus too.
They did not.
You mean with peanut butter?
Yeah.
They didn't
yeah.
mention that.
Yeah, I've read that online.
Or that.
I've read that too.
But this apparently was done. This is what she needed to do to arouse her partner. Her partner
what?
Liked watching her get banged by a pit bull.
Oh, come on. You know, I don't believe that.
To cop wood, this guy. That's a
so
pretty
it's
tough
his
position.
Fault?
If you're in love with a
to
guy,
cop wood.
If you're really in love with a guy and he
I
says,
I don't know, man.
The only way I can get wood is if the if you do it with the pit bull. And what if you're really in love with a guy?
I got to say, that's
what a terrible position
a
to be in.
Deal breaker.
I think in many cases it would be. But this is the one
way,
chick where it's not a deal breaker.
Wait, is
I mean,
it
what,
his dog
what
or
gamer
is it her
she
dog?
Is.
Yeah, is it his dog or her dog? Or do they have joint custody?
The woman who had sex with the dog three times as a partner.
Three times? She must have liked it the first time.
Your conduct in this bestiality offense was repugnant. Judge Terry Martin said she had sex with a pit bull terrier on three occasions, January, March, and April of 2014. Videos of the appalling acts were found on her phone by police while she was being visited. So she wanted it videotaped, I guess.
What does she look like?
She's kind of hot.
Let me see.
That's the part that's so weird.
Oh.
She's not bad. Look at her, man. Look at the body on that.
Was the dog seen like high-fiving other dogs in the neighborhood?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, but I am not going for sloppy seconds after a pit bull terrier. That's something just a little bit beyond.
Yeah,
no, I would not.
Wait, this is the chick?
That's her. Yeah, she's hot. That's what I mean. She's kind of hot. She's a little troubled.
A little.
Wow, she's actually pretty
good. She's got a hell of a body.
Dog probably enjoyed himself. Baby.
Who's this?
Yeah, the dog enjoyed itself. Are you kidding?
Who's that? Is that her?
That's her. Yeah, that's her with blonde hair.
She's really skanky in this photo, but going into court, she looks kind of classy.
She's altered her identity quite a bit.
She don't look bad. Where's she from?
In other words, that dog did this.
Yeah, that dog did that.
Where's she from again?
Brisbane.
St. Clair Shores?
She's from Australia.
St. Clair Shores.
Sorry.
What? Is that a swipe at the shores?
No. That's where I live.
Oh.
Look her up.
How could you say a thing like that, Maz?
Sorry.
Hey, Maz, you watching
for a walk.
Are you watching the Cosby reruns now that they're back?
Nah. I really wasn't a big Cosby guy fan.
They're running the hell out of it. I'm wondering to myself, are there people out there that don't know that Bill Cosby?
Of course. No, there's people out there that don't care that Bill Cosby drugged and
it seems like it'd be hard to watch the Cosby show and just look at it, you know, as this wonderful doctor raising this wonderful family who just, you know, in real life likes to knock people out with roofies, have sex with them while they're asleep, and, you know.
Tell them to go to hell.
Surprise when they wake up, yeah.
You know what is on?
What?
The Little Rascals are back on.
What?
Didn't he ban the Little Rascals? Didn't he buy them
this
all?
This is for the rich little portion of the audience.
Little Rascals, our gang. Spanky, Alfalfa, Darla.
That's really pushing the demo, Maz.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't know the Little Rascals?
I'm just trying to think of when the Little Rascals, when I was a little kid, like, it seems like they were off TV when I was 4 or 5. I don't know. Maybe I'm. Did you watch them as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I loved
them.
I loved them. I tape them now. Now listen, I try to make my kids watch it. They don't last a minute.
Why? Because
it's black and white, right?
It's black and white. It's, you know, it's old. It's old looking, but it's so, I laugh my ass off when I watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I have a piece of tape here on my
phone.
Oh,
let's watch it. Let's see how hilarious it is.
I sent this to my sister to cheer her up.
What year is this from? 1930?
Yeah, it was probably from the 30s.
Is your sister upset because your mom's having problems with her health?
Yeah, she was having a bad day. So
let's see how good a job Maz did of cheering his sister up.
Let's see if I can find this little piece.
These little rascals.
Hold on.
Richard, were you doing?
Here it is.
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Jeez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase? That's a mystery. Richard, were you watching Spanked Revision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Jeez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
So couldn't tell you.
I wasn't even supposed to ask about Spanky. I thought that was...
Yeah. Actually, he did at the beginning. Didn't
oh, he did. Oh,
yeah.
Did. Yeah, look, Drew.
I hope we can keep this momentum going.
Yep, that'd be good.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky?
Yeah, this is what I said to my sister. Just to cheer her up.
Okay, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Here, plug this into the headphone speaker.
I can't wait to hear how happy she is as a result of that.
And then hit play. And then turn
Take your time, Maz.
I'm hit play.
Slow down.
They're on a train right now. Spanky's going to hit his babysitter here. Watch.
I'm going to put it up to the microphone.
Violent.
You don't hear that? Oh, you've plugged in. Okay.
How violent. Why is he going to hit his babysitter?
So far, it's hilarious.
Look at him.
Oh, my God. He cracked him. That hit him back. Spanky looks like me.
Look how cute Spanky is.
This is pretty relatable for the audience. I know that much.
They're on a train.
They can hear all the punching.
Here it comes.
Pulls the covers off.
Oh, shucks.
Holy shit.
Wait, that's what you Maz, you sent that to your sister to cheer her up.
Hold on. There's more.
I think she's more depressed, personally.
Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky?
Oh, my God. This is the biggest waste of time.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Here's Batman instead.
Maz, you didn't send this to your sister.
I did.
You did?
Gretchen, I never was under your spell, Tut. Oh, I drank your accursed lemonade, but I took the precaution of coating my stomach with buttermilk. A pure and simple stratagem. Divine the super evil crime you planned, not only against your fellow man, but against Mother Nature herself.
Maz, I'm so proud of you the way you read the room. I bet your sister was so happy.
She was laughing.
Is she a Batman fan?
Well, you know, we always laugh that Batman always coated his stomach with buttermilk. Nothing affected him. Like he was always ahead of getting drugged.
No, he's amazing.
I don't know. I just figured I'd make her laugh a little.
Do you think she was cheered up?
I think so.
Generally by that?
Yeah.
I question the Little Rascals clip. I don't see her getting cheered up by that.
Just to see Spanky? It just brings, you know. Brings the old days back.
Couldn't find another 30 seconds or so that would have been better?
Well, maybe I did, but maybe it's not on the phone. Maybe it was more funny on TV.
Who's your favorite little rascal?
I apologize.
Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky?
Maybe it's something you have to share with your sister. I don't know.
I'm sorry. So you don't like the Little Rascals?
No, they're okay. I just
well, I digress because you brought up Cosby.
I don't think that was a top shelf Little Rascals clip.
No, it probably wasn't.
I don't think if they were promoting that show that they would have used that clip.
No, you're probably right.
Because it was mostly train noise.
Yeah, but I was watching it at the time. But I sent her the video. I mean, she saw the video of Spanky punching a guy in the nose. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great for you guys to share.
Want any more Batman?
She's really happy.
Here's some more Batman.
More Batman. Did you send this to her?
Yeah, this is him drinking the buttermilk.
Mark?
I've totally spaced out.
You got audio? Commissioner Gordon. Here we go.
Oh, the Batman again? Cool.
Man, this is just getting worse.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to bail yourself out. You're not helping yourself.
I'm going
to
cut
just
my
digging
losses.
Digging a deeper hole.
I'm cutting my losses.
You should have cut your losses with the first clip.
I apologize. Sorry, fans. Sorry, Batfans.
Oh, boy. Okay, so guess who we're working on for... Tomorrow's show. Maybe I should promote tomorrow's show since today's is going south.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Part two, people.
And since Maz is part of the booking of this amazing guest tomorrow, why don't you announce it, Maz?
number 54 of the your Detroit Lions. Even though he went to Ohio State, we love him.
What, number 36 at Ohio State?
Was he 36?
I believe so.
Chris Spielman.
He was 36. I thought he was 33 at Ohio State for some reason, but 36, does that sounds right. Yeah, he's the best, man. He is, as far as a football guest, I don't know if there's anyone I like better.
I love him.
He's inspirational.
I love him.
He's such a great color guy on the broadcast. I mean, he's just an awesome guy, period.
He's my favorite line, even over Barry. He is it.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite all-time football players, yep, for sure. Love Chris Spielman.
You know the guy, too. You know what kind of guy
he
is.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally. Okay, we never got around to our true crime story, Maz.
Oh, can't wait for this one.
Mark, have you been up on this Manhattan murder mystery?
Yeah.
Did you find it to be pretty amazing?
Well, I mean, the big thing is the adoption.
Exactly.
Which I don't understand why it just wasn't a marriage.
This is so weird. Okay, the way the story goes, two guys go out. Well, one guy comes into town from Connecticut, mm-hmm, and he goes to a club. I think he meets one guy, and I guess the other guy's with him. Anyway, the three guys end up sort of hanging out at the club. And the next thing you know, they meet three girls, mm-hmm, and they go back to this one guy's apartment. His name is it Rackmeyer? Rackover. Rackover, yeah.
James Rackover.
They end up at his place. And after a few hours, and they said they were drinking from like, this is like 4 to 7 a.m.
Yeah, it was late. It was after they watched this MMA fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is three chicks want to watch an MMA fight?
Who knows?
Didn't sound like they. I think they were reading the room about as well as you did a minute ago, man.
Sorry. Maybe they didn't care what the girls thought.
Sometimes that's true, uh-huh, and maybe you didn't care what the rest of the
I apologize. Thought. How many more times do I have to apologize?
It's okay. Sorry. So
next time I'm coming here with Leave It to Beaver stuff.
I
can't wait.
I think we would dig that.
I watched two of them today.
I think you got a better shot with Leave It to Beaver. I'm just not guaranteeing anything. I would say go with Wally and the Beaver.
Love Wally.
Okay.
Gay!
So anyway, this one guy, the guy that ends up dead, his name is Comunale. He and Lawrence DeLeon, two of the three guys, the third guy's Rackover. The two guys, DeLeon and Comunale, walk the three girls outside of the building at, mm-hmm, 7 in the morning. They can see this on video camera. The girls get into a cab. They take off. You know, I don't know if they kissed them goodbye or whatever, but they were kind enough and gentlemanly enough to do this. So they walk back into the building, and then what do you know? Joseph Comunale, one of the two guys that went out, he never is shown on the videotape leaving the building. So when he's missing, and they figure out, or somebody tipped him off that he'd been with these other two dudes, and they start interviewing people, and they find out, oh, he did go back to party at this guy's place, yep, and they start looking at the security tapes. They see that not only did he never emerge from the building, but those other two dudes did emerge rolling one of those mobile luggage things.
Yep.
Yeah, like at a hotel.
Exactly.
That a bellhop would use.
Right. And it sounded like there was something covering the outside of it. Yeah. Like,
these guys were really smart. Now, picture these guys. They look like the Jersey Shore guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're meatheads.
That's what they look
like. They are such meatheads.
They're good-looking guys.
Okay. The one guy, what about the guy with like the 3 feet tall hair? Yeah. Or it's actually, yep, about 5 inches tall. And he looks like he spends hours on his hair. Yeah, he's
just like DJ Paulie D.
Exactly.
He is such a
weasel. And the situation.
In fact, that guy.
Remember, Paulie D used to spend forever on his hair.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, it paid off for him.
That's the Rackover guy with the big hair, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's Rackover.
Now, Rackover is the quote-unquote son of, yes, the celebrity jeweler.
And I'm just getting to that.
Okay,
because
wait till you hear this, guys.
Rackover had a girlfriend named Samantha Grimm. He was living in South Florida. Now, he's been in plenty of trouble. He was arrested for burglary in high school, served some time.
Yeah.
I mean, was in prison. But he's out of prison. I don't know how you go to prison before you're 18. I guess they charge you as an adult. So he's in prison. He gets out. He meets this girl. She says they were, you know, they were lovers in every sense of the word. But she also said that he starts going to New York for, you know, he'll just go up there for a week or something, and he'll come back, and all of a sudden he's got all this money.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so.
How do you get all that money?
Yeah, what's he doing in New York? I mean, he's a relatively, I don't know, he's not a pauper, but it's not like he's made of money down in Florida. But
he's not the smartest dude either.
No. But these weekends seem to be just filling him with cash, and she doesn't really know what's going on, and I don't think she really worked too hard at finding out what it was. But eventually, he goes to New York, and he leaves, and he cancels all his social media, and he just fucking disappears. And this chick, it's not like they broke up. He's just gone, and he's left the planet completely. He's just gone. Meanwhile, up in New York, it turns out that he's befriended this guy, this jeweler. And by the way, his name is not Rackover at the time. He has another name.
Right. He changes his name to Rackover.
Baudouin, Jimmy Baudouin. And he's befriended this jeweler.
You know where they met, right?
What's that?
You know where they met.
Where'd they meet?
At a health club.
Oh, at a health club. Okay.
Now this jeweler he's going to meet is loaded. He's a celebrity jeweler. Looks like he's had $1 million worth of plastic surgery done.
He's done stuff for Oprah and for President-elect Trump.
Yep.
And his name is Rackover.
Correct.
Well, he adopts this Jimmy Baudouin. Which is kind of strange because he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
How many people adopt a 25-year-old?
Not many.
Wait, there was a story. Who got adopted? Who was it that got adopted at 30? Remember that story, Mark? Who the fuck was that?
Well, there's been stories like that before.
I'm just trying to, because it was a really funny story. We used to talk about it in the old riff. I remember, God almighty, who was that?
Adopted at 25?
The prince? Didn't the prince get adopted?
Didn't
Prince von Anhalt get adopted?
Yes, he did. You're absolutely right. That's who it was, the fucking God, prince.
Yeah.
And that's how he became a prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
He paid to be adopted, right? Isn't that kind of how it worked?
The whole thing was such a scamola. Yeah. I mean, it was so silly and crazy and goofy. But, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. So now we've got James Rackover and his celebrity dentist father, quote, unquote, Jeffrey Rackover.
Well, he changes his name to match his dad now, Rackover.
Well, yeah, he's his dad.
Right, so he's James Rackover's name.
What was the age difference again? You said 25. How old's Jeffrey Rackover?
He's about 50.
Jeffrey Rackover, yeah, I think he's in his 50s. Yeah. I want to say he's 52.
But he's a young-looking guy, well-cared for. You know, he's.
But they're lovers, right? They clearly banged.
Well, that's what everyone thinks, is that actually the old man is boning the 25-year-old Rackover. And
so once again, why
they're
not?
Doing all the things that gay men do, and they're loving it. They're blowing each other. They're boofooing. They're doing everything.
But they're father and son, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's a father and son gay sex thing. It's crazy.
But why? Like, why not just get married or live together as lovers?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, so.
I have a feeling somebody doesn't want to be gay, or they don't want people to know they're gay. I guess. I don't know.
So the jeweler gets his son.
A jeweler to the stars is worried about being accused of being gay?
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, if it seems to me.
The other guy's a nobody, an ex-con nobody.
So he gets the kid, quote unquote, James, he gets him an apartment in the same complex. Am I correct? Aren't they in the same building?
Yes. Yeah.
He gets him a place in Midtown Manhattan.
Daddy. He's also driving this 2015 Mercedes-Benz.
Did I do good, Daddy?
So yeah. James goes out with his buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's his buddy's name again?
Rackover? Or no.
Well, there's DeLeon and Communale.
Communale
is
the guy that gets killed.
Yes.
So he's the third guy in.
Right. He's the guy that never emerged from the apartment.
So
Did I do good, Daddy?
So James and his lover, or just his buddy, have these people over at their house.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know MMA. What's the point of the girls? They really need the girls to watch this MMA thing?
Well, maybe they were with Joe, I think. Weren't they with Joe?
Oh, probably. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It was Joe and the girls. And they wanted to dump the girls, of course, and keep Joe.
What the cops do end up finding out, though, yeah, is that Joseph Communale's blood is
everywhere.
All over the place. It's on the walls. It's all over this apartment. His bloody clothes have been thrown down some laundry chute.
They put it down the chute in a garbage bag.
After they tried to bleach out the blood unsuccessfully. So they also find that the vehicle, the 2015 Mercedes, which they got one of those tracking dogs, and the dog smelled corpses both in the apartment and in the trunk of the 2015 Mercedes.
Yeah.
And they catch the Mercedes. This happened on a Friday night or a Saturday night or Friday night. I'm not sure which. On Sunday morning at 9:45 p.m. Sunday night, they've got the car, the license plate is red by the Holland Tunnel going towards Jersey.
Right.
5 hours later, it's red coming the other way from Jersey. And it turns out they drove 60 miles
down
to somewhere in Ocean City and buried Joseph Communale.
In a two-foot grave.
A two-foot grave,
it's
exactly.
Always, it's always a shallow grave.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to dig.
And it sounds
that's why they're always shallow.
Yeah.
It sounds as if they wanted Communale to have gay sex with, and he didn't want to have gay sex,
so they
just stabbed him
out of each other first.
They stabbed him 15 times and killed him.
And he's saying he's innocent.
This is a really weird question. Why didn't the other two guys just get it on and let him go on his
way? I don't know. I don't get that either.
Why did it have to be a three-way? Do they needed a Lucky Pierre or something? I mean, couldn't the two guys just get each other off? Why did they have to have three?
I don't know. You know, I'm looking at...
Rackover says, I've never met the kid. I don't know who the kid is.
No, I know. He keeps saying that.
Bull.
How can he say that when everything is in his apartment?
He keeps calling him a kid. You know, the thing is, too, it's... Well, the Rackover guy is the least hot of the three.
You think?
Yeah, in my opinion. Well, he looks like such a tool with that hair. I mean, look at him. What a dork.
Yeah, he's kind of a... Yeah.
I mean, for that 50-something guy, maybe he's fine to boo-foo, but, you know, for these 20-something
guys... Hey, that's his son you're talking about.
Right, watch your mouth.
Hey, do you want to call his ex-girlfriend? I just looked her up.
Yeah, let's call her. Samantha?
She's hot.
She's kind of hot. I know. What's with these hot chicks?
Well, she's a Jersey girl.
No, she's down in South Florida.
Man, it looks so... Doesn't it look so easy to land a hot chick when you look at these stupid stories?
I know.
These doofuses that land these hot chicks?
All you have to do is be in shape.
That leaves us out.
I know. That's what I was missing my whole life. I should have been in shape.
What's the deal? These guys, just because they're in shape, they have jobs? Why do they get all these chicks? What the fuck?
And they have money.
Yeah, so you're out of shape. You don't have a job. You know, you're living in a dump.
Look at what women put up with, the ones that aren't in shape and don't have jobs.
Or good looking women with guys
put up
like
with
us.
Anything. That's what I mean.
And other guys look and say, what the hell? Why are they with those guys?
Women will put up with almost anything.
Yeah, even a guy that kills people.
What's her name? Samantha?
Samantha Grimm.
Samantha. Mona. Angela. That's my Dan's impersonation.
Come on, Sam.
Come on, Samantha.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, you want to try Daisha again?
Yeah. Wait, right. She's got another. Samantha. Oh. Gun.
Come on, Grimster.
Away.
Right, bye-bye.
I'm thinking today is Monday. Let's see. This was last week, right?
Yes.
So maybe she's not getting... She probably got pounded, I would imagine, last week.
She already told her
story. Yeah.
I can tell you this picture of... Look at this picture of father and son.
It's probably the same picture I was just looking at.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's my dad.
He's a beauty.
Dad looks like Soupy Sales a little bit, doesn't he? Does he have his mouth?
I'd be damned if I let you talk bad about Soupy Sales.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying Soupy was boofing anybody. Not that it matters.
I just saw a picture on Twitter of my girl, Anne-Marie Laflamme, down at the Rochester.
Oh, she is so beautiful.
Rochester
Channel,
Christmas.
Channel 4 or Channel 7? Yeah, she's cute.
I love her.
Let me see Anne Marie.
She's very religious.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's religious? Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah, sure.
It's a woman. Good that she has faith. What's wrong with having faith?
She seems to have a good personality.
She's adorable.
She sure does.
But that body.
The weather chicks in this town have certainly upgraded in hotness, haven't they?
Mm. How about beautiful Ashley hotter and hotter Harrison? And hotter. She leaves us for Columbus, but she's still going for Michigan.
Huh?
Ashley is, living in Columbus now, Barrison.
Yeah.
She's
an
open Michigan fan in Columbus.
But she's an open Michigan fan in Columbus.
I bet she gets berated.
Oh, I'm sure. Nonstop. Nonstop.
Are we still trying to call her or is we no go?
I think it was no go.
Yeah, Samantha's no go.
No go. How about Daisha?
I love that.
Daisha from part one?
Yeah.
Is this Carl's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carl Conyers. Yeah, she's the brilliant girl who figured out all his passwords, got in all his shit.
She should be a detective, man.
Hey, the Raiders are playing, where are they playing, Mark?
Mexico City.
Mexico City, they're down 3-0.
Well, by the time people listen to this, the game's over.
I hope the Raiders win.
Thanks for the update, man.
I hope the Raiders win.
Why?
Big.
Who cares who wins?
I got fantasy implications.
Oh, God.
Could you bring up more unrelatable things, Miz?
Can't wait till there's a team in Mexico.
This is a playing tonight.
Continue to give the updated scores, please.
I will.
It's a big help to people who know the final score when they hear this.
I have breaking news, by the way. So.
Oh, cool.
Rockets are leading the Pistons by 13 right now in the third.
Mess!
Sorry.
Oh, a partial score? Oh, by all means, yeah. All the partial scores you come up with.
Bye-bye.
It helps people to know how the game developed when they hear the final score.
We're down 13 at this moment that we were talking.
And who knows, they might win.
They might.
And then people hear that score and they go, what happened? And then they hear you giving the partial score and the story becomes more apparent. Absolutely. As to what happened.
They are moving, by the way, downtown.
Yes. 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 Yeah, we covered that
good
in part
callback.
One. Part two people might not be aware of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Should bring them up to date.
Here's another callback. A major celebrity is in the hospital.
Oh?
For a psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Nope. According to law enforcement sources,
Lohan.
Nope. Cops responded to a call for a welfare check.
Carl Conyers.
Nope. And around 1:20 p.m., he wasn't at home at the time. We're told paramedics also responded and ended up transporting this person to the hospital by ambulance.
Where's it located?
UCLA Medical Center. Sources connected to this person tells us he was getting checked out by one of his doctors for severe sleep deprivation when someone, possibly the physician,
Randy Quaid,
decided he needed to be admitted to the hospitalization. Comes on the heels of him abruptly canceling
Kanye West
the remaining of his tour.
Kanye West has been hospitalized?
Yeah. For a psych evaluation. You don't suppose this is all fake?
He's trying to get back. See, look, now we're talking about him again.
Like, would this get him out of the contract for canceling the shows?
That's a problem. That's a big problem. You can't just cancel shows. It costs the promoter a lot of money. They got to return money to all the people. They spend all the money in advertising.
Well, I'm saying if there's a medical situation.
Yeah. No.
There's probably insurance for
insurance,
that.
Exactly, which would click this in. Could be insurance fraud. What do you know?
That'd be hilarious. He got busted for insurance fraud.
Well, hopefully they will. Somebody will film him when he leaves the hospital tomorrow and starts existing very normally in the world.
Yeah.
As he will.
Sleep deprivation.
Fake.
Get him.
Sick sleep him. Deprivation. What?
Who goes to the doctor for sleep deprivation?
You get a sleeping pill and you start falling asleep.
Or
like
you
anybody
lay
else.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. Just lay down. You'll fall asleep.
I mean, some people have horrible problems with falling asleep.
I know. But I eventually, you would think if you're that deprived of sleep, you would just crash.
I think Kanye West would have the resources to take care of an issue like that.
Why can't he sleep?
Just my opinion.
I don't think he would go to the doctor. I think the doctor would come to him.
So that's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like he stormed out of this show really pissed off. Don't ask me how he thought this, but apparently he thought these thousands of people who paid good money to see him perform wanted to hear a 40-minute political rant, which they did not. They were booing pretty quickly, pretty early in.
It's my understanding, too, that it was very pro-Donald Trump, so I don't think that's really the audience either. Would you, a Kanye West audience?
I wouldn't think that.
But pro-Donald Trump.
But let me say this. If he spent 40 minutes talking about Hillary Clinton and how wonderful she is, would anybody want to hear that when you went to see Kanye West play?
Of course not.
You want to hear Gold Digger. Or whatever else the hell he plays. I mean, that's so stupid. I mean, Don Henley did it when I was at a show. He went too long.
Yeah.
He started out, people were gracious about it. They applauded. But then when it kept going and going and going.
There you go. There's your conservative celebrity talking about Trump that you were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So he's paying the price. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters who you talk about. I don't think an audience really wants to hear it.
Exactly.
I mean, 40 minutes. Come on. Okay. If you're going to talk about somebody for 30 seconds or a minute or something, I'm sure people will get over it. But
exactly.
40 minutes.
Pete Davidson, you know, from SNL, did you see his little piece he did?
Yeah.
The weekend where he said about Kanye. He goes, unless there's a sick beat underneath it, nobody wants to hear anything Kanye has to say. So true.
God, I hate these stories. These cops being killed.
Hey, they caught the one guy today, by the way.
They killed him.
San Antonio. Yeah.
They killed him.
Uh-huh.
You know, both of these stories are just sheer horseshit. Was it two cops shot? Yeah, it was two cops shot.
There's been multiple.
Right in front of the police station.
Wait, the one in San Antonio I thought was one cop.
That was a stop, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was right in front of the police station.
Detective Benjamin Marconi shot dead in San Antonio Sunday. Officers writing a ticket when a man in a black car pulled up behind him. Suspect walked up to passenger window and shot the officer in the head. Suspect described a slim black man with a goatee in his 20s. He's the one that was killed?
Yeah, well, he's 31.
Yeah. Glad he's gone.
You know, yeah. They killed. No, he was just arrested. They did not kill him.
Oh, they didn't. Okay, the St. Louis guy must have been killed
this
then.
This was breaking while we've been on, so yeah.
St. Louis was killed. The suspect was killed.
Yeah, and he shot two cops, and one guy died, and the other one is alive. He was in critical, but I guess he's doing better. And I don't know, that didn't seem like it was related to anything. It was right near the police station.
San Antonio one?
The St. Louis one.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just sitting, they were sitting in the car. He shot him through the glass.
Is that the one he shot in the face?
Yes, both of them.
Unbelievable.
And then two Chicago teens are charged as adults for murdering this congressman's 15-year-old grandson.
Ugh. Awful.
Over shoes.
Right? Yeah.
Gym shoes.
Yup.
What the fuck? You know, and
Chicago's a disaster.
What is it? You know, all this talk about safe space on a college campus. What about these kids in the streets of Chicago, for fuck's sake? Mm-hmm. Why don't they get some safe space? By the way, I almost barfed reading this fucking story. These are the college kids we're raising now. They play with coloring books, cookies, and Play-Doh at Brown University.
Sounds like fun.
To get over the election. Really?
How many?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Mm. They just, 1 week after Trump's unexpected victory, students gathered at a student union to eat pizza, write about how they felt, and talk about what happened. It was hard. I felt very alone. Very alone? If anything, I don't think you'd feel alone.
Yeah, I think you'd be surrounded by people that feel the same way.
I have extended family nearby. I was going to stay with them, but due to differing political views, it's kind of hard to find comfort with them, even though there's a lot of love. Oh, come on.
That reminds me, I got to show you a story today.
A few days later, Michigan students walked out of classes, spilled onto the streets, demanding the campus be made more of a sanctuary as they protested classism, sexism, discrimination, and ethnic intimidation.
The campus is pretty much a sanctuary. Good news for them.
Students and sometimes university staff, unless you're a conservative, students and sometimes university staff
have been attacks, though, on people, I guess. So,
are creating areas sometimes known as safe spaces. From the outcome of the presidential election. Oh, by the way, I heard of... What school was it? Some school where... All I know is they were describing a ring of... there was a circle of Muslims praying, and the student body surrounded the praying Muslim ring to protect them, to make sure they had safe space.
Oh, my God.
That was stupid.
Whatever. I'm worried about these kids. Come on. From the outcome of the presidential election.
Well, Trump wants to make Hamilton a safe space.
Yeah.
For Mike Pence.
It should be. Students are creating places to process, protest, organize, and find ways to move on. Some colleges, such as Brown University, have set aside safe spaces with coloring books, cookies, and Play-Doh. And while not necessarily new, safe spaces...
So if you wanted free cookies, you could just go there and get free cookies. It's pretty sweet. Or Play-Doh.
Safe spaces have become a lightning rod for critics who say college students are overly sensitive and ill-equipped to face different or opposing views. Safe spaces make sense for physical safety, but they're used to protect students from uncomfortable ideas or emotions, said Canadian activist and author Wendy McElroy. What about your dorm room or your apartment? Isn't that a safe space?
No, you don't know who's in there.
You live there!
Speaking of Play-Doh, if you play with Play-Doh, is the first thing you make a penis? Because that's the first thing I always make is a penis.
I don't think I've ever made a penis.
What?
I mean,
it's Play-Doh, like the easiest thing to make, Tom.
Play-Doh seems too rocky and bulky to make stuff, precision stuff with.
Oh, not, well,
how fresh Play-Doh is, how awesome.
How precision you made a good dick with
Play-Doh? Oh, I made
Play-Doh?
A great dong.
Really?
Yeah.
Play-Doh made the Toy Hall of Fame 98.
It did, yes, good. It should.
Play-Doh Congratulations, rules. Play-Doh.
I was never allowed Play-Doh growing up.
Have you made your own Play-Doh with your kid yet?
What? No, you go to the store and you buy it.
You can make your own. It's something that your kid will do.
You know what's even easier is to go to the store and just buy it.
I know that, Mark. But
I'm unemployed with no income.
I understand that, but you could make it at home with your little girl. She will love it.
Why wouldn't I just go buy it and then I can play with it immediately?
Because she'll have more fun making it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be easier to go to the store. Just to
it buy. Is easy going to the store. I'm just telling you that eventually when she goes to preschool and stuff, they're going to show you how to make it.
I don't know anyone who has made their own Play-Doh.
No one does, Drew. Just ignore it.
They do.
Really?
You have little kids?
Would anyone who's ever made Play-Doh, please email the program so Tom can know that he's not alone.
Yes, I am not alone. I know
you
I am not
share
alone.
Safe space together?
Absolutely.
Play-Doh?
Yes.
Once again, being the youngest of three boys sucks because my two brothers were so bad with Play-Doh and like... making a mess.
You got the mixed colors?
Sticking it in bricks and stuff. I was never allowed to play with it. I never had it growing up.
It's a sin.
I know. Very sad.
Wait, you weren't allowed to play with Play-Doh?
No, because my brothers ruined it for my mom. My mom was sick of cleaning it out of like brick and stuff like that on the fireplace.
Oh, well, if you leave it out of the thing, then it gets ruined. It gets hard and is wrecked. And,
so she got sick of it, so I was deprived of Play-Doh.
You ever do the Silly Putty, Drew?
The whole reason I had a kid.
Yeah, Silly Putty was great.
You put it on the comics?
On the comics, yeah. No, I loved it on the comics.
Can I show you the story since your last story about the safe space reminded me about this.
Yeah, what?
The girl who said she couldn't go to her family's house.
Yeah.
Because
should we call her up, by the way?
Different political views.
Maybe we can find this young lady, Allison Bell, who's a freshman at Michigan State. Are you looking these people up, Mark?
I can if you want me to.
Or Jay, you want to look it up?
So
I want to assure her that there's safe space in the world for her.
Apparently, Allison Bell?
Yeah.
Apparently, this is becoming a thing where people aren't going home on Thanksgiving because they're afraid the election's going to come up.
Oh, no.
Family. Here's the story from Inside Edition.
11 million viewers. In just a couple of days, America will stop what it's doing and celebrate Thanksgiving. But a lot of people are worried the stereotypical meal is just a dream, given the strong feelings that persist since the election. Les Trent has some strategies to help you get through the holiday without a food fight.
Come on, you gotta be kidding.
How about realize that they're your family and you can have different opinions?
Thanksgiving dinner, all Americans dream about having family, tradition, cherished reunions. But this year, many Americans fear the family holiday could end up looking more like this viral video.
Oh, what a dick! Just flip the whole table.
Asshole. We turned over the dinner table.
After the most divisive presidential election in modern times, a lot of Americans are actually revising their Thanksgiving dinner plans. Leanne O'Connor had been looking forward to her dad from North Carolina spending Thanksgiving with her family in New York, but he's decided to stay home.
My brother tends to be more of the liberal bent, and my father and my sister and her family are more of Trump supporters. In time, we will be able to be in the same room.
Why don't you just stop talking about it?
Same deal with New York psychiatrist Dr. Mary Ackerman, who says she wasn't interested in spending Thanksgiving with her father after she heard what he was saying to his two young grandsons.
And my dad was teaching them to say, make America great again.
This year, Dr. Ackerman and her family will
say... honestly, it's probably not, but it could have been done ironically. Teaching a kid to say like what's something that's in the zeitgeist. He could have also been teaching him to say love trumps hate, just because it's so stupid to teach either one.
What is wrong with so many people? Why are so many people so fucked up right now?
She's a psychiatrist too.
And Thanksgiving in Boston with her in-laws.
We all probably need a little bit of time to cool off.
Family therapist Dr. Wendy Walsh has a few suggestions for families that may be divided politically, but still want to spend Thanksgiving together.
Take some time to have compassion and understanding. These are your family members.
Christmas jammies.
Oh, I hate that family. All right, turn it off. You know that stupid family, right, Tom? You know how much I hate that family, don't you?
You know, a lot of people are suggesting...
about that.
I know you do.
If you look at the protests...
Look at them.
You know, I gotta turn it off. Hate them so much. You've seen that stupid family, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, they're the worst.
A lot of people are suggesting that so many of the protesters are young. And if you look at the protests, they're very young. I mean, a lot of them, I don't think you're even a voting age.
Yeah, probably not.
But it's being suggested that these are the kids who are given everything, and they're so used to getting everything their way. They can't handle this election not going their way. Now, I think it's a little oversimplified, but I think there might be a little something to that.
Yeah.
I just think they're listening to too many people. They're listening to it's not going to be that bad, man. You know, there's people.
He's not even president yet. He hasn't even done anything yet.
Stop whining.
Is their life going to change that much? I so doubt it.
90% of them really don't even know what the hell he's going to do. Well, nobody knows what he's really going to do,
for the most part.
But I bet you if you asked him, well, tell us, what did he campaign on?
Exactly.
Would they really be able
to
tell you what the top five or six things he suggested were?
But they are going to say some of the bad things he said, and that's what people are focusing on.
Well, they'll probably repeat Hillary Clinton's commercial for you.
They'll ask him.
I don't remember.
I was just going to say, they go, I don't know, I don't remember.
God. All right, well, let's wrap things up.
Well, you want to get a hold of Allison here?
Allison.
Oh. We have Allison? Safe space Allison?
I think so.
Sweet.
I can't believe that she won't go to her extended family because of the viewpoints.
What is she going to do? Where is she going to go? Should we invite her for Thanksgiving?
I don't know if she's going to be around your viewpoints.
I'm not going to be talking any politics over Thanksgiving.
Apparently, no, but the problem is she wants to. She wants to talk about politics.
Oh. Stay with them and do a different political.
I guarantee you politics comes up at my house. Guarantee. Tom, will it come up at your house?
It will.
Yeah.
What is so wrong with people having differing viewpoints? Why is that so impossible for people to live with?
I argue with my whole family all the time. Imagine that.
Allison. Hello? Is Allison there, please?
No, she doesn't live here.
Oh.
She doesn't? No. Do you have a number for her, a forwarding number?
No.
Is she in a safe space?
Yes.
Oh, she is. Are you sure?
Who is this and what do you want?
Well, who's this?
I don't have to tell you anything.
I don't tell you anything.
You
I'm calling. I was just reading a story. Hello? I think we got disconnected, Jay.
It's hard to beat that logic.
Bye-bye.
It's hard to beat that logic. I don't tell you anything. It's like, well, I don't tell you anything either. Kind of at an impasse now. But this idea that because you were the one that was called, you hold some kind of upper hand. I hold some legal upper hand. You have to give me all the information.
He answered.
He won't give us her number, but I think we got her cell.
Well,
hilarious.
Well,
hey, Jay.
How often does that happen?
We got ourselves.
Drew, how often does that happen, though, where you get somebody and they want all this information just because you called them?
Once in a while, but pretty rarely.
I know, but they're not entitled to anything special.
Because they ask if she's in a safe space.
They have the ultimate power to not answer the phone.
Is that her father?
That's my man. Is this her? Her other number?
I almost don't blame her for I almost don't blame her for going home.
I saw you'd almost reflexively call back because we were disconnected, but I'm glad you called her. No, it's okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
As if she would answer numbers she doesn't know.
Well, should we call him back since we were disconnected?
Sure.
You might upset him.
I want to hear more so simple logic.
Bye-bye.
I just think I'd like to know if we were disconnected. I did not hear anybody say goodbye.
I don't have to tell you anything. It's right up there with, I'm really busy. I got to go.
I'm in a meeting.
Not to mention you guys argued with Dan earlier, the Mexican guy.
What's our last name?
Yeah, Dan argued with us.
It's been an argumentative night. Allison Balls, her number. Hot. Apparently she lived there. The woman that has no safe space.
Well, mention, hi, Mr. Ball, or whatever. I bet you it's her dad.
I don't want to assume it's her dad. I
think it sounds like her dad.
I don't know who it is.
How do you know her dad? Not important. Sounds like
it sounds
How do you know her dad so
sounds
well?
Sounds like him.
Wish him a happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. There's Amy Schumer. I like this girl.
What?
She's cute.
Heads up. Heads up.
Shucks.
Hi, you've reached Al and Betty Joe. Sorry we're not available to take your call. Please leave your name and number and maybe some time so we can reach you.
Oh.
And we'll be happy to call you back.
That's Betty.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was disconnected just a minute ago, and I wasn't sure we were disconnected or you were hanging up, so I tried back. But anyway.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a wonderful holiday.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't that make you feel better?
What? Why?
No. Are you trying to get me in the habit of saying happy holidays to people?
I am.
When I'm in conflict with them?
I am. That's how you disarm them.
You kill them with kindness.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's a Selena Gomez song, by the way.
Hey, Chris Spielmeister tomorrow, the Spiel Monster. I'm so psyched. It's going to be awesome. And maybe more Rich Little.
Oh, wow.
You're bringing Rich Little back to life?
No, I'm kidding. We spent about, 40 minutes last night just digging through the commercial archives of the Rich Little.
Well, Tom, what was your favorite impersonation that he would do? Name some of his, your favorite.
He used to do Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon was big. Am I wrong?
No.
That's what I expected you to say.
Let's see.
He did
a Paul Lynde, I think.
Yeah.
I got news for you, Tom. He still does.
People were selling his DVDs, like six DVD set for like $20 if you want to buy it.
Nice.
You can buy his charcoal prints, too.
Really?
He does Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he does drawings. He did one of John Voight that was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
John Voight.
You want to buy one?
Garbage. No, I'll wait till it comes on DVD.
Would you go see him?
Oh, wait till it comes
the drawings.
On Netflix. Drawings?
The drawings.
Yeah. How old is
original
he?
Drawings you get numbered.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's 77.
No, he still performs. Would you go see him, Tom?
I would.
For how much? He's performing at Andiamo's showroom.
I'd pay $20 to go see him.
Yeah, with a Groupon.
It was 26 with a Groupon.
Oh, 22.
You might be right.
Why don't we all go?
He's not performing here.
I'm a little too young for Rich Little, I'm afraid.
Come on.
Plus, we had a huge incident with him. We've been telling the story. Zip and I had a promotion with Rich Little
yeah.
when we just started working at the station in Phoenix, and we had been on the air for all of 2 days, and we got stuck with this thing. It was on a Sunday, and they were like, "You inherited this from previous. It's not your fault, but please do this thing with Rich Little." And we're like, "At that mall, it's still under construction." And they're like, "Yeah, I know, but that's why they want Rich Little there." So we're like, "Okay." So
what
we
year
go.
Was this?
1988, I think.
Wow. So he was still way gone by 88.
He was. Yeah. I thought he was done then.
Yeah, he was.
So we're supposed to do this thing with Rich Little. We're horrified. We get there. They have a velvet ropes, you know, for the people lining up to get. There's like six people in line.
Oh, God.
And Rich Little shows up with two security guards. Oh. There's six blue hairs in line. And he pissed all over us like, "What the hell is this? Why didn't you guys promote this thing?" We're like, "We had nothing to do with it. Not our fault. Sorry, dude."
Wow.
And he pissed and moaned for 10 minutes, signed the eight autographs or whatever, and then stormed off.
Did he do a show?
Asshole. Yeah, he did a show.
How many people showed up for the show?
I have no idea. I don't care. I really wanted to excise him from my brain after that. But unfortunately, we've been on a Rich Little bent lately because we talked to Zip on the podcast.
I'd love to hear
the first thing out of Zip's mouth was Rich Little. That was the first thing he brought up. You'd love to see him?
I'd love to hear that. hear what happened back then.
Oh, boy. It was awful. Well, you heard pretty much the Cliff Notes.
I did.
Before we go, can I leave you guys with a story?
Yeah.
You know Rognan Odor for the Rangers?
I do. He's the guy that beat up Batista.
Oh, the second baseman. Yeah.
Sucker punch.
And speaking of beating up, his brother, his younger brother, who's also named
Odor.
Rognan Odor. Same first name and last name.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's always my thing. And Yoel Pozo, a top catching prospect, both 19 years old. They're facing charges, potential charges. They've been told not to leave the country of the Dominican Republic because they're being charged with a hazing incident that involves players masturbating an underage prospect while holding him down.
Oh, no.
Video of the alleged...
They beat off a dude?
They beat off an underage dude and videotaped it.
Come on.
Video of the assault, which took place towards the end of October, was captured and posted on Snapchat, according to sources.
Did the guy blow up?
Well, let's see. A 10-second clip obtained by Yahoo Sports shows the alleged victim in a Rangers shirt and Rangers shorts lying on a bed with his arms held behind his back. And a victim... And his legs pinned down. Okay, his arms held behind his back and his legs pinned down. At least four men are seen in addition to the alleged victim whose penis is exposed, grabbed and maneuvered underneath a hand towel.
Oh, no.
What?
All the men in the video, including the alleged victim, are seen laughing. Oh, the victim liked it. He's laughing about it.
Well, he's getting hard. He's digging it.
The MLB.
It's a strange hand. He's never felt it before.
MLB is investigating. But it's got a towel. It's kind of rough.
Pretty small penis, huh?
So they draped the towel over it and then beat him off.
Oh, God.
Well, did he blow up? I mean, they have to tell you that in the story.
It's a 10-second clip.
That story's incomplete without saying if he blew up or not.
I think it's presumed he did not blow up because the clip's only 10 seconds long.
Hey, who's the new guy with the penis?
I thought maybe they caught the orgasm.
I don't even know if he's hard.
That was just all they got was he gave you the last 10 seconds.
Well, usually if you're going to Snapchat that, wouldn't it be the last 10 seconds?
As he blew up in Odor's face.
Tom, when you Snapchat yourself doing that, it's usually the last 10 seconds, right?
Oh, easily.
Easily, yeah. Easily. Nobody cares about the previous 20 seconds.
Oh, they want
to get you there.
They want the end.
Yeah.
They want the finish.
That's why it's called the money shot.
Hey, that's okay. There's plenty of guys around here with small penises.
Weird story, though.
By the way, Raiders are up 10-3 over the Texans. 11.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the Pistons are down now only 7 in the third quarter.
These partials are helping people put together the game from last night. Those that only got the final score are learning so much more. You got
to
love that.
By the way, the Pistons are moving to downtown Detroit.
Oh, I heard that.
Yep. Tomorrow they'll make it official.
Yeah, there's something like that on part one and on part two earlier.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up.
You're not
going to
mention that Jurgen Klinsmann got fired?
Yeah, I wanted to, but Drew said he didn't care about soccer.
I don't. Or birthdays.
What happened to the ladies' soccer team? What pissed them off the other day or something?
They're paid less than the men's team.
Oh, yeah.
Man, stop bringing up sports, especially obscure sports. Damn it.
Who do you like this weekend? I mean, no, this Thanksgiving. Lions, Vikings.
I'm not even talking about
really?
It.
Really?
I'm canceling the Spielman interview.
Oh, come on. How exciting. We finally have a Thanksgiving Day game that means something.
Yeah. Well, they always mean something.
Of course it does.
They don't mean shit in the last 12 years.
They'll win. They're at home. They should win.
They should win, yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with the Spiel Monster. How about that?
I love him.
I know. So fired up for Spielman. So we'll
Michigan, Ohio State. What's the spread, by the way?
7 and a half.
Stop bringing up sports stuff.
I bet.
Don't stop.
This isn't coming back. They're only 5 down.
Mazno's, this is a trap that I always fall into, though, because you know I'll talk about it. Any of it.
Did you see Ohio State campus? They've wiped out all the M's, on all the signs. You
know, how stupid.
A bunch of children.
Isn't that kind of cliche? Yeah. And dumb. Could I tell you? Been done?
By the way, beat Ohio.
Beat Ohio?
Yes. Yeah, boy. There's a big sign in the crowd that said beat Ohio.
All right, we're gone. See you tomorrow.
See ya.